As we learn the sugyas in the beginning of Parakira about Shia and Chazara, about what may be put on the fire before Shabbos, Shia, or what may be put on the fire on Shabbos, something removed from a fire may be put back on the fire on Shabbos, which is Chazara. It's very clear in the Gemara that Chazara, putting something back on the fire on Shabbos, is much more serious and much more limited than Shia. That means even Hananya, who takes the more lenient approach towards Shia and allows putting food on the fire Erev Shabbos, even though there is no Grufa Ptuma, agrees that on Shabbos, Grufa and Chazara, Grufa and Ketuma are absolutely necessary. So in order to understand this halacha of Chazara, we first need to understand, why is Chazara asur? Rashi says that the reason Chazara is asur is Mishum the Mechsi Kemevashel. Doing an act of Chazara on Shabbos looks like you're cooking in Shabbos, and obviously, Bishul is asur on Shabbos. Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, says that the reason is because of Shem Yechata B'Gcholim. We're concerned that if you put the food back on Shabbos, you may come to the food cooled off, and you may come to stoke those coals, which obviously involves an Issa D'Raisa. Actually, Rabbeinu Tam is very much Lishitosa, he is following his own opinion, as we discussed in the previous year. Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is that the Isser of Chazara is not only on Shabbos, but even if you put something on the fire very close to Shabbos, is that in the category of Chazara? Now, we can't say there's a concern of Mechsi Kemevashel close to Shabbos. It obviously has to be that the Rabbeinu Tam holds the concern of Shem Yechata B'Gecholim. Shem Yechata B'Gecholim, I put the food very close on the fire, very close to Shabbos on the fire, and realize that my food isn't warming up the way I want it to warm up, and be Mechata B'Gecholim. Dor Sameach seems to say that actually this question, if the reason is because of Mechsi Kemevashel, or is the reason because of Shem Yechata B'Gecholim, is actually, he wants to say, connected to the question of Im Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul or Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. So he says, according to the opinion that holds that we say Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul, even by solid foods, and certainly by liquids, so therefore there's more of a concern of Mechsi Kemevashel. If, on the other hand, we say Ein Bishul Acha Bishul, certainly by a solid food, so the concern for Mechsi Kemevashel is so much more diminished, but the concern of Shemiyat Chata B'Gecholim very much is still in order. The Chazon Ish says a very nice nafgmina lahalocha between these two opinions of why Chazara is asur, is what would be the halacha if somebody did Chazara on Shabbos? He shouldn't have, but he did Chazara on Shabbos. Must he remove the food from the flame? If we say the concern is because of Mechsi Kemevashel, so you've already done the Mechsi Kemevashel. You've already put that food on the fire, and therefore there's no point in removing it. The Mechsi Kemevashel, which is anyway only a Derabbanan, we've violated, and therefore we can leave it there. If, however, says the Chazon Ish, the concern is because of Shem Yechata B'Gecholim, that concern of Shem Yechata B'Gecholim still very much remains, even after you put the food on the fire. There's always the concern you may come to continue stirring those coals. And therefore, even though you've done the wrong thing, you should immediately remove that pot as soon as you realize, because of the concern of Shem Yechata B'Gecholim. But it's interesting to point out that many Paiskim, and as we will learn the Gemara, and discuss the Gemara on the Aflamet Chesam Beis, which discusses the halacha of Chazara in detail, all of the halachas that we learn are to be viewed from this perspective of why is Chazara Asur. And many of the opinions of the Rishonim are very much molded according to these opinions. There's the Shita of the Ran, the fact that Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Nun Gimel Sif Beis quotes the opinion of the Ran. The Ran's opinion is that the entire discussion of Chazara is only when a food was taken off the fire Friday afternoon, and now you want to put it back, and it's still warm, as we'll discuss, and you want to put it back on the fire, covered fire, obviously, on Shabbos. That's when we have a discussion of Chazara. But says the Ran, a very big cooler, that if I take food off the fire on Shabbos, and I want to put it back on the fire on Shabbos, the Ran is much more lenient. Why does the... And the Ramah quotes the Ran. And I read the words of the Ramah in Siman Reish Nun Gimel Sif Beis. V'yesh oimrim, the kaza in osuk shenotlam and akirim abayjoyim. That when we discuss Chazara, it's only when it was removed from the oven before Shabbos. V'loi chichzirai at shechashaycha. And wasn't put back on until Shabbos. If it was put back, if it was taken off after Shabbos already began, which as we will discuss, once you put the pan on the floor of the home, it's much more serious. Mutter. Says the Rama, he quotes the Ran Perikira, the Chayna Hagen L'Hakel, and he says, we are Makel, says the Ramah. And the Mishnah Brura says, Hainam Shemachzirim L'Toycha Taner B'Shabbos. We put back into the oven, Mashen Noislam Ach Shalochim and a Cholent L'Achila. People took off some Cholent, and now they want to put it back on so other people could have. Kadesh L'Yitztanim. That, according to Ran, is Mutter. Became the Hagen Lahakal, the Tanurim Shalanu, Shieshlem Din Kira, the Soimchim Atzmam, Aldivere Makilim. So the Ramah says there are many people that rely on these Makilim. However, the Toiv Lahachmer. The Ramah says one should be Machmer, because, says the Mishnah Berura, Ki Harbe Poiskim Cholk Maran. They disagree with the Ran. Vioid, he says, which even if we want to take the more lenient opinion, that's only on top of the oven, not in the oven. So why is the Ran so lenient? Again, because it's clear that the Ran's opinion is that the reason Chazor is Osir is because Mechsi Kemavashal. But when do we have a concern for Mechsi Kemavashal? That's only if it wasn't on the oven before Shabbos began. But if I have a pot that's on the oven as Shabbos began, and I take it off the oven because I want to take some of the food, and now I put it back on the oven because I want to save it, as the Mishnah Berurah just said, for other people who want warm, hot food, that is a Mechsi Kemavashal, because I'm just continuing what was there from before. And it's clear that the Ran is only concerned for Mechsi Kemavashal. However, if we continue learning this very same Ramah, which we actually have discussed previously, that Ramah quotes the opinion of Tosfos, that Tosfos' opinion is that the Isser of Chazara is not only on Shabbos, but the Isser of Chazara already begins late Friday afternoon, as we discussed previously, when it's so close to Shabbos, that this food that you're putting on the oven, if it was not warm, wouldn't get warmed up in this short amount of time. That according to Tosfos, that is already the time of the Isser Chazara, not just the Isser Shia, even though it's before Shabbos. Clearly, as we said, because Tosfos is of the opinion that we're concerned
for Shem Yechata. And if the concern is Shem Yechata, then the Ram's leniency that he differentiates if you took the food off before Shabbos, where he's more machmer, versus if you take the food off on Shabbos, where he's more lenient, there is no place for that leniency. And if, as we said, that's the opinion of Tosfos, and as we said, this very Ramah, in this very Sif, in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Bei says that we should be machmer for the sheet of Tosfos. So then we have to be machmer that not only is Chazara looked at from the perspective of Mechsi Kamavasho or not Mechsi Kamavasho, but Chazara is also to be viewed from the perspective of Shem Yechat V'Kecholim, I may do something to warm up that food. And actually, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, we'll see that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, indeed, follows both perspectives. Because the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Simen Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Yudalid, says, Osalita Betchila, you're not allowed to put food on the fire on Shabbos, even if the food is completely cooked. And he says the reason is, Mishum Shanira Kamavashal. So it's clear that he's concerned for the issue of Mechsi Kamavashal. Then the Shulchan Aruch in HaRav, in Sif Tezvav, says, Chazara may not be done, because Gzeir Shem Yechata B'Kecholim. So we see that the issue is because of Shem Yechat B'Gecholim. So the Tilal David makes the observation that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and it seems that this is the perspective of many Achroinim, take both views into consideration. Take both Isurim into consideration, and that's why they say we have to be concerned for Shem Yechat B'Gecholim when we speak about Chazara, and we have to be concerned for Mechsi Kamavasho. What would be another interesting nafkamina that I saw the Paiskim point at? Chaznish says this as well. What would be the halacha if I put my pot with food on a fire or on a hot plate, on an oven that isn't on now, but will be turned on later through a Shabbos clock? So if the concern is Shem Yechata B'Gecholim, it makes no difference if the fire is on or not. If it's going to eventually be on, and there's a concern that Chazal said of Shem Yechat B'Gecholim, we need to be concerned. But if the concern is Mechsi Kamavashal, when you're putting something on an oven that isn't on, there is no concern for Mechsi Kamavashal. Or another nafkamina. If you're going to put food next to your oven on Shabbos, not on the oven, not on the blech, but next to the oven. If the concern is for Shem Yechata B'Gecholim, so that concern still remains. You want that food that you put next to your oven to get warm, and you may do something to increase the fire to make that food that's next to your oven get heated up. If anything, one can make an argument that is actually more of a concern of Shem Yechata B'Gecholim, because given that the food isn't on the fire, and you're relying only on the fact that the food is near the fire, we need to be concerned for Shem Yechata B'Gecholim. If, however, the concern is Mechsi Kamavashal, when you put food on, not on the fire, not on the oven, you're putting it just next to your oven, you can't say that that's Mechsi Kamavashal. And therefore, it may be permitted. The halacha is that we're allowed to put the food next to the oven. Before Shabbos, it's mutter to put it next to the oven. Putting it next to the oven is certainly no worse than putting it on top of a blech. On Shabbos, we paskin that it shouldn't be put on next to the oven, only to a place where it can't become Yad Saledis. But if it could become Yad Saledis, we have to be concerned, because as we just learned, we're concerned that it can become Shem Yechata B'Gecholim. And now we can understand the halacha. The Gemara says in Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, Amar Rav Chelba, Amar Rav Chama, Baguria, Amar Rav, Loi Shana Al Gaba, Avla Toicha Osa. That even if we speak about Chazara, and even if the conditions of Chazara have been met, the halacha is that Toicha into the oven, it's also. And the Paiskim discuss, what does the Gemara mean here when we say Avil Atoichai also? Doesn't mean, because when you put it into the oven itself, it's much more messy kamavashal. And therefore the halacha will be, when we speak about putting food back into the oven on Shabbos, it won't be mutter, so certainly it's not very much of a relevant question, because we certainly have to have grufa ketuma. We certainly have to have some sort of a hecker in the oven. So on the stove top, we have a blech on top of the fire. And by having a blech on top of the fire, that, as we've discussed, accomplishes ketuma. But your oven doesn't have any hecker. And the fact that the fire is not visible in the oven, because it's under the oven, it's not visible in the oven, it's only typically visible on your stovetop, doesn't make a difference. Because ketuma doesn't mean that you can or can't see the fire. Ketuma, grufa ketuma, means that you did a positive action towards that fire. So if you don't have an insert, a special insert that you put into your oven for Shabbos, there wouldn't be any discussion that it certainly would be usur. But most Paiskim say that even if you do have an insert, so that could certainly be considered perhaps a situation of ketuma, it still would be usur. Because you're, by putting it into the oven, where it's not noticeable that you have a blech, and I'm standing seeing that you're putting something into the oven, it certainly falls into the category of mechsi kemevashel, and therefore it's usur. The other Rishonim also that say that the reason why toichai is more usur than gaba, because the toicha is a higher degree of heat, and since it has a higher degree of heat, we're always more concerned for shem yichata begachol. So the Gemara on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, in discussing the halacha of chazara, says Amrav Zreika, Amrav Abba, Amrav Tadoi, Loi Shana El Shaoidin Biyodai. The halacha is only if it's still in your hand. Abba Nichan Gaba Karka, if you've put the pot on the floor, also. And the Rishonim give two explanations. Why is there a nafkamina if you put it down on the ground? Rashi's opinion is that once you put it down and now you want to put it back in on the oven, it looks like you're starting a new maisa bishul. And since it looks like you're starting a new maisa bishul, the halach is that that would fall into the category of mechsi kemevashel. By putting it down on the floor, it ends the previous act. And I saw the Achrayim explain this. For example, there's a halacha that on the Yerushalmi says that you're allowed to walk around with your dalaminim all day sukkahs, even though you already fulfilled the mitzvah. But once you put them down, so then it's over and you can't pick them up again. So here too, and it falls in, because once you fulfill your mitzvah, now they become muktzah. So you see that once you put something down, it ends the previous situation and it creates a new status. And that's why it's very much usur, because of mechsi kemevashel. And that's why there's a Gemara, for example, Masechta Erevin. The Gemara Masechta Erevin says that you're allowed to put on a band-aid on in the base of Migdash, Ein Shfus B'Migdash. But once it's on the floor, it's not mutter anymore, because that's a whole new, that's not just continuing, that's starting something new. However, other Paiskim say that the reason why there's a nafkamina when you put it down on the karka is because once you put it on the karka, it becomes cooled off. You put it down on the floor. And once you put it down on the floor and it gets cooled off, you have a problem of shem yichata. And given that the iser is shem, given that the iser is of chazara of shem yichata begecholim, putting on the floor cools it off, and once it's cooled off, it's usur because of shem yichata begecholim. And therefore, many halachas that come up in understanding these halachas about when is chazara mutter or not mutter become very relevant in the understanding of what chazara is all about. And in fact, even though the Shulchan Aruch takes somewhat of a different seder, takes a different order, and we'll follow the order of the Shulchan Aruch in discussing when is and when isn't it mutter. So the Shulchan Aruch begins in Siman Reish Nun Gimel Sif Beis. Kira Shehi Gruf of a Ketuma, as we said, the first requirement is that the Kira has to be Gruf of a Ketuma. Otherwise, certainly Chazara is Aser. V'natal Kedera Ma'alel, and one removes a Kedera from that Kira, Afil B'Shabbos, Mutal Achzira, Kozman Shirisachas. It has to be still Rosachas. So according to Shulchan Aruch, it has to be Legamri Rosachas in order to be able to do Chazara. We'll see what the opinion of the Ramah is soon. The next halacha is va'oyde biyada v'lanichal gabakarka. You still have to be holding it and not have put it down on the floor. So in understanding this halacha, the Paiskim say that what will be the halacha that you didn't put it on the ground, but you put it on the counter, you put it on the table, you have food left in the pot. What would be the halacha on a plate? What would be the halacha as far as putting it back or not? So some Paiskim say that even if you're holding the Maramshik, this is a famous Maramshik, the Maramshik's opinion is that even if you're still holding the pot, it doesn't make a difference. If you put it down on the ground, it's Asur. Ramosha actually is more lenient. And Ramosha's opinion is that if you're holding the pot, even though you put it down on the floor, it doesn't make a difference, then you can put it back on. But many Paiskim, the Maramshik, and many other Paiskim take a very strict approach, and they say holding it won't help you. And the question is why? Isn't holding it, the fact that you're leaning it on the floor, shouldn't that not make, that, the fact that you're holding it, make it oyde biyada? So what's the difference if it's on the karka or not? But the way we're learning, it's very understandable. Because the Rishonim teach us that once you put it on the floor, it cools off. And once you put it on the floor and it cools off, we have a concern of Shem Yechata B'Gecholim. So the fact, says the Maramshik, that you are or aren't holding it doesn't make a difference. The floor cools it off, and the floor that cooling it off makes it an issue of Shem Yechata B'Gecholim. And therefore, if you put it on the counter, it certainly should be Asur. Because the counter, maybe we won't have the factor that it doesn't have the coldness of the floor that should make the concern for Shem Yechata B'Gecholim. But on the other hand, that certainly looks like you ended your first Maisa Bishul, and now you're starting it, you're starting a new Maisa Bishul. And therefore, certainly the halacha will be, many Paiskim say, that if you put it on the counter, it'll become Asur. Even those that take a lenient approach, because the Gemara says Karka, will say that you could only be lenient if you didn't put it down on the counter in your normal fashion. Some say if you put it on a counter that you normally wouldn't put it on, let's say there's a counter that you normally don't put food on, maybe because of that we could be more lenient if it was put on the table where people don't put pots on the table normally and leave them there. Therefore, we could be more lenient. But if you put it on the counter in its normal fashion, it's very hard to be makel. Certainly, say the Paiskim, if you put it into the refrigerator, so by taking, and let's say it didn't cool off, you put it into the refrigerator and it didn't cool off, it still would be Asur, because the refrigerator, taking it, putting it in the refrigerator and then taking it out of the refrigerator and putting it on your oven, certainly is considered a situation of Mechzik Mevashim. Similarly, if you put it, some food in a plate, and now you have left over in that plate and you want to put it back in the pot to put it on the oven, it also would be Asur. Because that also is certainly very much Mechzik Mevashim when you're taking food from a plate and putting it into the, and putting it into the, a pot, and putting that pot on the oven. The only way the Paiskim take this kula is if you surely show that you don't put it on the floor, so you don't have the concern for Shem Yechata B'Gecholim, and you also put it down in a way that's very obvious that this is extremely temporary. And therefore, by doing it that way, it doesn't fall into the category of Mechzik Mevashim. The Shulchan Aruch also said, as we read the Shulchan Aruch, that it has to be Kol Zman Mutar L'Achzira. The Shulchan Aruch says, again, Kira Shigrufa Ktuma, V'Not L'Kder Me'Leh Afil B'Shabbos Mutar L'Achzira, Kol Zman Shehi Resachas. So, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is the pot still has to be piping hot. And that means, even though the Ramah says later, Loi Nitzdanen Legamre, that according to the Ramah, Kozman, that it's not Nitzdanen Legamre, it's still considered that not a problem with Chazorah, as the Ramah later on says. The Sfardim, however, who follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that it has to be Roisachas, and if it's not Roisachas, you may not put it back on the fire. And not only that, I saw that the Tzitz Eliezer Paskins, that let's say you have, this comes up particularly in the yeshivas, where you have Talmidim who are Sfardim, and Talmidim or Ashkenazim. So a Sfardi may not put back the food on the oven unless it's Risachas, unless it's piping hot. The Ashkenazi, as long as it's Loi Nitzdanen Legamrei, as long as the food isn't completely, as long as the food is not cooled off, may put it back on. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, a Sfardi may not ask an Ashkenazi to put that food back on his behalf. The Mishnah Berura here in Sif Nunvav, however, says that that is all when we're taking it off the fire. But let's say I didn't take it off the fire. Let's say I'm moving it around on the fire from one spot to another spot on the fire. There, we could be much more makel. And let's understand why. Because only when we take it off from the fire, is there a concern for Mechzik Mevashel? Or is there a concern that it cooled off and therefore I'm going to be Mechata B'Gecholim? But moving something around on the blech itself, even though there are spots on the blech that are hotter and there are spots on the blech that are not as hot, would be mutter, because that would not be considered a situation of that we need to be concerned, not certainly not for Mechzik Mevashel, and certainly not for Shem Yechata, given that it was on the fire all along. So now the question comes up. Let's say you have a very heavy pot, and you don't have anybody to help you, and you want to take food out from the pot, and you have food, you want to take food, let's say you have cholent on the blech, and you want to take some cholent Friday night, and you have a very big cholent pot, and you have no one else there that's going to hold the pot while you take out the food from the pot, what would be the halacha? What can you do? Because our concern, as we will learn later in our Masechta, is a concern for magus by stirring the pot. So if you can move the pot to another spot on the blech where it isn't that warm, so that's the best, because then you certainly have no shail of chazara, and since it's not bubbling there, you don't have an issue of magus. Or you could take out the food very carefully, and by taking out the food very carefully without taking out, without doing hagasa, it also is mutter. If you don't have any of these other options, you should take the pot off the blech, but be careful not to put it down, not on the floor, not even on the counter, but have it like hold it in a way which is obvious, extremely, very temporary. Also be careful to keep it off the fire only for a very short amount of time. And by doing that, we will have saved the, we will not have a problem of chazorah.